You are going to listen to a conversation between Loreen and her grandmother, Granny Jean. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Grandma, do you remember when the big computer arrived like 20-something years ago and all the little games that we used to play on there?
I used to play on it, and I used to also type letters and then print them off. And you always wanted to move the mouse too quickly and hold the buttons. So how often do you use digital technology now?
Every single day, I think. Yeah, probably. I think almost everything I do is digital. How about you, Granny Jean? How often do you use tech?
Every day, too. I think 6 times a day.
And what do you do?
Well, I play games and read the newspaper and watch videos.
Yeah, that's quite cool. I first remember using the computer when I was in school. I think it might have even been in kindergarten, so I would have been really little. And I think after that it just became something I did every day. And I also got my phone when I was like 10 years old. I guess that's quite different to your experience.
Absolutely. When I worked, I had a manual typewriter to, you know, write letters or memos. You always had to copy the file because there was no way of saving it. And if you wanted more than 2 copies or 3 copies, you had to use a special object called a stencil to do that. So it was really complicated and took a lot of time. I guess you can't compare that to today.
What was your experience like trying to learn technology a bit later in life?
A bit scary at first, but you and your mum helped me a lot.
Yeah, and you are pretty good at it, I have to say. And you're not afraid to do a bit of Googling, right?
No, not a bit, no. Now, I like to Google things. I pull out the computer myself and I use it quite a lot.
You do almost everything. That's incredible. Wow. What's your favorite piece of tech you currently own?
I couldn't live without my iPad. I do my banking, I book tickets for the theater, and I shop for food online because I hate going to the supermarket. I use a whole battery in a day, so I have to charge it up every night. If I haven't got enough battery, I'm not a very happy person.
I think I'm really basic because my phone is one of the main pieces of tech I own. So...
Yeah. So what would happen if you lost your phone? That's what I always think. Because if you lost your phone, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I guess because I have online accounts and stuff anyway, I could still access it like from a laptop. So nothing would ever be really lost. But if my laptop broke and I needed to work, that would be a different problem, yeah.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Nanny, are you afraid of the speed that technology is growing? You know, well, you are a pro and are good at that stuff. But does the rate, how fast tech is changing, worry you? You know, to, like, keep up with all that?
Well, yes and no. So I hope that I can keep up, because otherwise I am behind and I might miss out on cool new trends. But you know, the older you get, the more difficult it will be. So yeah, I hope I will be able to do that for a long time.
That's true. What do you think's going to happen with technology? How's it going to evolve?
I mean, it's not really something you can predict. People have never been able to really imagine what came next. It's unbelievable, really, what tech can do. What do you think?
I believe that things will just get, like, faster and more efficient and quicker, and we'll think of fancy new ways of doing stuff. It is important for everyone to be online because there are so many services that you need nowadays in your life, like banking or buying something or getting medical help from an online doctor, and so on. Why do you think it's important, especially as a slightly older person, to be online?
Tech takes me to the world. My iPad brings the world to me. I can play games, look things up, and so on.
You can be in your house, in your favorite armchair, but at the same time you can be, I don't know, everywhere. We are in the world of listening to anything, watching anything. It's a way of, like you said earlier, bringing the world closer, and I think that's really great.
Yeah, exactly.
Grandma, do you remember when the big computer arrived like 20-something years ago and all the little games that we used to play on there?
I used to play on it. And I used to also type letters and then print them off. And you always wanted to move the mouse too quickly and hold the buttons. So how often do you use digital technology now?
Every single day, I think. Yeah, probably. I think almost everything I do is digital. How about you, Granny Jean? How often do you use tech?
Every day, too. I think 6 times a day.
And what do you do?
Well, I play games and read the newspaper and watch videos.
Yeah, that's quite cool. I first remember using the computer when I was in school. I think it might have even been in kindergarten, so I would have been really little. And I think after that it just became something I did every day. And I also got my phone when I was like 10 years old. I guess that's quite different to your experience.
Absolutely. When I worked, I had a manual typewriter to, you know, write letters or memos. You always had to copy the file because there was no way of saving it. And if you wanted more than 2 copies or 3 copies, you had to use a special object called a stencil to do that. So it was really complicated and took a lot of time. I guess you can't compare that to today.
What was your experience like trying to learn technology a bit later in life?
A bit scary at first, but you and your mum helped me a lot.
Yeah, and you are pretty good at it, I have to say. And you're not afraid to do a bit of Googling, right?
No, not a bit. Now, I like to Google things. I pull out the computer myself and I use it quite a lot.
You do almost everything. That's incredible. Wow. What's your favourite piece of tech you currently own?
I couldn't live without my iPad. I do my banking, I book tickets for the theatre, and I shop for food online because I hate going to the supermarket. I use a whole battery in a day, so I have to charge it up every night. If I haven't got enough battery, I'm not a very happy person.
I think I'm really basic because my phone is one of the main pieces of tech I own. So...
yeah. So what would happen if you lost your phone? That's what I always think. Because if you lost your phone, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I guess because I have online accounts and stuff anyway, I could still access it like from a laptop. So nothing would ever be really lost. But if my laptop broke and I needed to work, that would be a different problem, yeah.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Nanny, are you afraid of the speed that technology is growing? You know, well, you are a pro and are good at that stuff. But does the rate, how fast tech is changing, worry you? You know, to, like, keep up with all that?
Well, yes and no. So I hope that I can keep up, because otherwise I am behind and I might miss out on cool new trends. But you know, the older you get, the more difficult it will be. So yeah, I hope I will be able to do that for a long time.
That's true. What do you think's going to happen with technology? How's it going to evolve?
I mean, it's not really something you can predict. People have never been able to really imagine what came next. It's unbelievable, really, what tech can do. What do you think?
I believe that things will just get, like, faster and more efficient and quicker. And we'll think of fancy new ways of doing stuff. It is important for everyone to be online because there are so many services that you need nowadays in your life, like banking or buying something or getting medical help from an online doctor, and so on. Why do you think it's important, especially as a slightly older person, to be online?
Tech takes me to the world. My iPad brings the world to me. I can play games, look things up, and so on.
You can be in your house, in your favorite armchair, but at the same time you can be, I don't know, everywhere. We are in the world of listening to anything, watching anything. It's a way of, like you said earlier, bringing the world closer, and I think that's really great.
Yeah, exactly.